Hey, Sarah, what's the update?
No, it's not about that. I have a caregiver on the phone that is asking if we can add a second address for GPS.
Only with the service coordinator's permission.
Okay, so he needs to call this?
Yes, the address is, no, we need to call because I don't trust their information. The service address is set by the insurance and is based on the client's house.
Right.
You got to remember, even though you're allowed to, let's say, accompany, run errands and accompany the client out, it actually says very clearly in Keystone and PA Health and Wellness's provider manual.
Service begin and end at the patient's home.
That outside services of the patient's home are only for medical reasons. Because you want to go somewhere else is not a reason why services happen somewhere else, according to the insurance.
Okay.
So in order for them to get an additional location put on, the service coordinator must, verbally is fine, but I need to hear it from the service coordinator directly. Otherwise, no. And I very often am told by the service coordinators, of course not. Very often. This is a request that happens more than once, especially family members. So another service location needs to be approved by insurance, and we just dump it on them. We can just be proactive and call the SCs instead of fighting with the clients, though.
All right, so what do I tell him in the meantime?
Tell him that additional service locations need to be approved by insurance. We'll notify his coordinator or the client's coordinator that it's an active patient, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Notify the coordinator to contact the that the client, the caregiver, is requesting an additional address for GPS, and we will follow up with insurance on it. That's
okay.
It. Dump
All
it
right,
on
thank
the coordinator
you.
It's their job. No
okay.
Problem.
Bye.
Bye.